96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. What are you doing to mind your business? This is National Black Business Month. And tonight, we're talking about your brand. It is the face, the personality, your best foot forward for your business. But we're also talking tonight about supporting black businesses, why you should, and if you do. My guests are Bill Reed, syndicated columnist and CEO of the Black Business Exchange, and Sharon Washington, black business owner and author of Market Simple, the blueprint I wish I had before I started a business. We're talking about businesses tonight. If you want to comment, if you have a question, here's a chance for some free advice. Yes, I did say free, so give us a call. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Bill, Sharon, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I would like to say you were talking about cheap advice.
I said free.
Well, free advice. I've got some priceless advice.
Okay. What's the priceless advice?
As often as you can, put a dollar in another black hand. During the month of August, it's 31 days, and we invite people, particularly black consumers, to take a look at how they can increase our economics and increase our overall power. And you can do that by becoming an educated consumer.
How do you know that you're putting a dollar in black hands? Because the world now, Bill, is so diverse. You could go to a car dealership and you may be talking to a black salesperson, but the dealership may not be owned by a black person. So do you support the black salesman or saleswoman, or do you go to a black dealership and support the white salesman?
Well, the thing that I'm advocating is very, very simple.
Okay.
Put a dollar in another black hand. So if you're looking at him, you kind of know who it is.
Okay.
I understand your point about the technology that we're in the internet and how much purchases are made via the internet. But when you go, real simple, when you get your hair cut, put your dollar in another black hand and take it all the way to the end. When they bury you, make sure you put a dollar in another black hand.
With the funeral company or the funeral director.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. I mean, would you agree with that, Sharon? You're a black business.
I am a black business.
Okay, I'm looking at you. You look brown to
me.
You're a brown lady to me. So talk to me about branding a black business. Is it different from just branding any business?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So, yes, it is a little different for minorities to brand their business because, I mean, there's a lot of obstacles. So there are a lot of obstacles first to being a small business, but definitely a minority business. So oftentimes I tell business owners, especially when I'm working with minorities, particularly women too, is that you want to start off right. So you don't want to go into building your brand by cheapening your services, going to get cheaper logos, cheaper looks, cheaper imaging. You want to come out with your best foot forward because you already have obstacle in front of you. So it's best to come out at your best foot forward, especially when you're branding as a minority, so people can take you seriously. There are stereotypes in the black, in and outside of the black community, about the black community, about black businesses. We aren't on time. We don't do good jobs. And that's not true. I mean, I've been running my company for 9 years, and I put out good work. I work with, obviously, more than minorities, but more so than not, I'm working with minorities to make sure that they're definitely professional and on time, so we can kind of block that stereotype.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Do you support black businesses? Why or why not? I'd like to hear from you. Okay, Bill, where do those stereotypes come from? You say put that dollar or your business into a black hand. Where do those stereotypes come from?
Well, the stereotype is that black people don't support each other.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or is that not true? I'll tell you this. We have black people have a $1.1 trillion buying power every year. Yet, black business operators only get less than 2% of that gigantic buying power. If we were to increase that to just 10% of what we spend in the marketplace, we would create, now watch this, we would create 1 million jobs in our own community.
Mm-hmm.
That is the type of economic impact we could make if we made educated consumer choices and purchases.
Okay, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Kim, calling from Laurel. What's on your mind, Kim?
Hi, Harold. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have Sharon Washington's book. It's excellent. I got it the day it came out. And as an event planner, I have used a lot of the principles she's outlined in the book. But one question I have is, what if you have a business and your brand kind of covers more than just one thing? You know, if you are doing not only planning, but maybe you do travel, maybe you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Kim, I would always say to start with one thing at a time, because you can't be all things to everyone. And branding is just that. It's kind of making your staple or your footprint in the cement. So I would say start with branding what you do best first, and then move to the other things that is kind of a branch, an olive branch to the core of what you do.
Okay. There you go.
Okay,
Kim,
great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Chanel, calling from Laurel. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you guys for taking my call. As a young entrepreneur myself and as a black woman, I try my best at all times to be able to support a black business, whether it's just see me out and I want to go dining, whether I'm traveling, I want to find black-owned hotels, these are companies that a management company that's black-owned, that owns several hotels. I don't like to hear black people say all of these negative stereotypes about black businesses. There are plenty of times when I walked into an Asian nail salon and they were just rude, you know, but we don't have any issues putting our money into the hands of these people. We go into these carryouts where they're serving us trash in our communities, and we give up our money every day if we can. But I think it's deeply ingrained in us to not think highly of ourselves to support our own businesses. So I think what we do is we find any excuse not to support black-owned businesses. I support, like I said, as much as I can. And I really don't have an issue with black-owned businesses. I mean, just like any other business, every business always has room for improvement and development. But
okay.
I think the negative stereotypes really come from sort of the sense of self-hate from within.
Well, Chanel, thank you so much. A profound point, and I think a good point to end this segment on as we go to a break. We're talking about branding, and we're also talking about supporting black businesses. Do you Do you not? Why? Why not? We'll talk about it. 202-319-7810, 855-288-4876. We're back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is National Black Business Month, and we're talking about branding your business, avoiding mistakes, as well as supporting black businesses. My guests are Bill Reed. He's a syndicated columnist and CEO of the Black Business Exchange. Also with me, Sharon Washington, black business owner and author of Market Simple, The Blueprint I Wish I Had Before I Started a Business. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I have a question for you, Bill, but let me grab one more call real quick. Kyle calling from Forestville. Kyle, what's on your mind? Quickly, please.
How you doing? Real quickly, first of all, I do support black businesses as much as I possibly can. There's not that many around me. But I got to say that when black businesses set up, they need to really be careful who they put in place on a customer service level, because a lot of times black businesses tend to treat other races better than their own race, because I think they just assume that they don't have to give the level of customer service to black people as they do to other races. And I think that that's why a lot of times they don't get as much business as they could get, because they just don't really extend the same level of customer service. And, you know, I got to tell you, I hate to say it, but a lot of prominent black people prefer to go outside of their race because of that specific reason alone.
Okay. Bill, what do you think about that? Is he right? Do you think?
Well, he's right, but I hope he's – Kyle is still on the phone.
He's listening, but go right ahead.
I'd like to just ask him –
He's off the call, but okay, go ahead and share your point.
He's off the call, but it's a very simple point that I want to make. Where do you bank? Let's start it off with banking black. I give you a statistic that's very interesting. There are less, say, Asians here in America than there are black people. I think basically it's something like 7 million Asians, but there are 13 million blacks. But they have more banks that they support than we do. Why is that?
An interesting rhetorical question. Hold that point, because I want to drill down on that a little more. Lines are still open. I promise I will take your call even after 7:30 when we make the switch over to Sirius XM. So please stay with us. Brendan, Angela, Stephanie, we will take your call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.